The main thing is that you got your nice green jewel back again. Ain't that right, Philgo, me beauty?
The Gonfalon wife agreed.
Aye, that's right enough, Father Abbo. What belongs to Redwall should come back to Redwall. I think you might get a nice surprise shortly. Who knows, another pretty stone could turn up, I'm thinking. Right, Nocco?
Her husband began waffling.
I don't know what you're talking about, me little honey plum.
Further discussion was cut short by the return of the Gowson. Nocco changed the subject hastily by asking them.
Well, did you get old Bruster?
Tinker, a young shrew, shook his head.
No.
Gadol looked perplexed.
You mean he escaped?
Tinker explained.
Oh, we never got away. Bruster ran like wolves, was chasing him. We couldn't catch up. He threw those front gates open and dashed out at the abbey onto the path. Ha! That was when she popped up.
Bosey was overcome by curiosity.
Who's she?
Tinker continued.
That painter's one. Do you remember? The beast whose mate he slew. Tyler, I think her name was. As Bruster was crossing the path, she jumps right out of the ditch, all scraggy and mad-looking, arms with a big pointed tree branch. Before he could wink an eye, she stabbed him right through the heart. Then she dashes off, cackling and laughing, shouting, I swore I'd get you. When you get to Elgate, tell him Tyler, the painted one, sent you.
Samulus was restoring the emerald to its former position. He turned to Skipper.
So, Tugger Bruster's wicked ways finally caught up with him. Got what he deserved, I think.
Abbot Glisson addressed Garrel, the older shrew.
Will you take over as log-a-log of the Gowsim?
Garrel shook his head.
Only as a deputy, until the proper one turns up.
Samulus chipped in.
And who, pray, is the proper one?
Garrel answered without hesitation.
Young Jubble, who else? He is the next log-a-log by birth and blood right. Aye, and I'm sure he'll make a far better chieftain to the Gowsim than his father did.
Well, he couldn't make a much worse one.
Nocco commented.
Abbo, mate, do you know who's got my sandbag?
Abbot Glisson produced a sandbag from his broad habit sleeve.
Oh, sorry. Here it is, sir. It was being held in evidence. Tugger Bruster must have stolen it whilst you were sleeping, just to implicate you.
He tossed the sandbag to the Gonfalon pikehead.
Take it with my best wishes. It's rather a good, well-made sandbag.
Nocco hefted the object fondly.
My young Spingo made it for me. A Gonfalon pikehead needs a sturdy sandbag to whack any of the tribe who gets out of line. Why, that's what any chieftain needs. A sense of humour, a wise mind, fairness in all things, mercy and forgiveness too. And a good old sandbag to deal with any upstarts. I'll ask Spingo to make young Double a sandbag, for when he becomes Lagalag.
Samulus chuckled dryly.
That did Biscuit and Spingo ever find him? Goodness only knows where he is this moment.